Let's talk Vikings football from Vikings.com. Our good friend Mike Wabshaw. Wabby, good afternoon. Is it snowing up there as it is in Sioux Falls today?
I don't know what you're going to call this. I'm actually in my car driving, and I mean, it's some sort of mixture of snow and rain and sleet and disappointment.
We should be playing a football game this afternoon.
Doesn't Church call that like sneet or something? Isn't that what he calls it?
I call it sadness and disappointment.
So far, free agency for the Minnesota Vikings, with all the guys they have they've gotten from free agency, has it changed their look at who maybe they would be selecting number one at number eight here coming up on May 8th?
I think if you take a look at who they've signed in free agency, Captain Munnerlyn being an undersized but tough and productive corner who can play outside or inside but does his best work in the slot, playing slot receivers and supporting the run. Linval Joseph, a big, beefy defensive tackle that can clog lanes, make plays in the running game. Corey Wooten, a blue-collar grinder. Tom Johnson, a blue-collar, versatile defensive lineman. I think you're seeing the Vikings add hard nose. They might not be glamorous, but they're going to be tough and productive players. And I know everyone's talking about quarterback for the Vikings at eight, and that's definitely a possibility, especially given the fact that a lot of them are sliding in a lot of mock drafts that we're seeing. So quarterback's a possibility at eight for sure. But if you do look at free agency, you're seeing the Vikings emphasize tough, gritty defensive players. And so it wouldn't surprise me if they went that direction in the first round of the draft either. And I'm not ready to make a prediction or to say I'm leaning one way or the other. We're just too far in front of the draft to do that. But I just think one way to look at free agency is to say this is a forecast of the profile of player they're going to look to add in the first round. And if that does turn out to be true, you're going to look at a defensive player who can come in here and start and fit that mold of a Mike Zimmer defense where you're tough and versatile, and you might not do it pretty, but you do it well.
It's interesting that you hit on the fact that the quarterbacks appear that they're going to slide, because I was kind of thinking about this afternoon, and I was glad that we were going to talk to you today about it. If they do indeed slide, I would assume that even those quarterbacks that were projected to be maybe the beginning of the second round, those would also slide, which means just that position, there would still be that value, maybe even greater value, because if the top slides, then surely there would be a domino effect. Is that, am I crazy to think that?
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, you know, every class has a different look and feel to it. You know, some classes are really top heavy at quarter or at talent. Some are deep, some are both. If you're lucky, some are both, some are neither, you know. And then if you look at a micro level of that, positions also have different identities every year. And, you know, this year at quarterback, a lot of teams may be looking at it as, you know, there might not be an Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, you know, Joe Flacco type of solid pocket passers, bring them in, start day one, make the playoffs type of guy. But there might be a lot of those sit for the first half of the year, the first year, start your second year quarterbacks. If that's the case, you will see them slide, and you will see a lot of quarterbacks go in the second, third, and fourth round. So, and that could be the direction the Vikings go. Because of the re-signing of Matt Cassel, the Vikings have the flexibility to wait. They don't have to go get one at eight. If the one they love is there at eight, they can take them, but they don't have to go and get it with Matt Cassel back with the team. So, you know, I think the Vikings have done themselves very well in free agency in terms of addressing a lot of areas of quote-unquote need. Defensive line, they've added some linebackers, they added two corners, they re-signed Matt Cassel. They've kind of covered up a lot of different needs, and that's really going to give them some flexibility in the draft. And, you know, to your point, Chris, I do think that there are going to be a lot of quarterbacks that you don't love them, but you like them a lot. Mm-hmm. So you're not in love with them, like you want to pick them in the top 10 and marry them, but you kind of want to date them for a little while and take them in the second round. There's a lot of those quarterbacks.
So what you're looking for, you're looking for a fling and not a long-term relationship then.
Yeah, but, you know, since it's quarterback, it's a fling that could turn into a long-term relationship. You
I
want to leave that door a little bit open.
I see. Hey, the Vikings, because the draft has been pushed back to May 8th, these off-season activities have actually started before the draft, and because of a new head coach, the Vikings have gotten an extra head start, as do all the teams that have new coaching staffs. What's your thoughts on having some of these off-season activities before the draft? I mean, is this advantageous, or should they wait until maybe you get everybody in so that way you're not installing new players into maybe what's already been established?
Well, I think it's particularly advantageous for teams with new head coaches, new coaching staffs, because it allows them to get a handle on some of the players already under contract. And the process of evaluating the college players has already begun. But, once you can get a handle on your current roster, it kind of yields some perspective as you evaluate and make final grades on the college players. For the actual players, the kids who are getting drafted and brought in, it's not going to make a difference for them, because really when it comes down to it, when they are allowed to leave their campuses and join their teams full time, it's basically the same amount of time that they'll be able to be with us. So they don't really lose anything. And I think teams with new coaching staffs are gaining quite a bit. So that's my viewpoint and perspective on it. Others may feel differently about it. And I don't know if this is a permanent thing the NFL is going to do, if they're going to keep the draft in May or if they're going to go back to the end of April next year. That'll be something that's, I'm sure, is discussed after this year's draft. But for the Vikings this year, I think it's advantageous for them. And from what I can tell so far, they're taking advantage of it.
The guys are
down in the weight room every day, and we're getting to an early look at some of these guys. We're getting them in our studio to talk to them. And so, so far, I really like the new format.
Yep, so do I. I like it. I think it helps a lot with the new coaches coming in. He's Mike Wobschall, Vikings.com, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I'm looking at the roster, and I'm looking right now a big void with the linebacker. So I'm wondering, I don't think Khalil Mack's going to be available. I would love to have another Khalil on the team. But I think C.J. Mosley, the linebacker, he could be one that could be taken right away. Because I think he will certainly be there.
How about Anthony Barr out of UCLA?
Anthony Barr is a very savvy and crafty pass rusher. So if you're looking for that out of a linebacker, I like Anthony Barr.
So I hope they go defense, but who knows? We've seen the Vikings in the past make some great moves in the last couple of years in that first round.
Yeah.
A lot of Vikings fans can't wait for May 8th to get here.
Well, yeah, and Craig, to your point about the linebackers, they may not have a guy that you think they can plug and play right away, and they may even draft a linebacker or two, but still not have that guy that you can plug and play if Khalil Mack is not there. If Anthony Barr is not there, or they choose to go a different direction, maybe they won't. But I think they're going to address it at some point. Wisconsin has a nice inside linebacker that I like named Chris Borland. Iowa's got one that I like. Ohio State with Ryan Shazier has one. But, when you have Audie Cole and Michael Motti, you re-sign Jasper Brinkley, bring him back. Chad Greenway already in the fold. You add one or two in free agency. I think linebacker is going to be one of those. Unless something unforeseen happens and Khalil Mack is there and you get him, I just foresee linebacker being one of those positions where, we're talking heading into training camp. Hey, what are the position battles to watch? I think we're going to be talking about linebacker, both Mike linebacker and one of the outside linebackers as one of those training camp position battles where you're watching it on a daily basis. You go into the preseason games, you see who did well. And you try and hash it out with good old competition. That's kind of what I see happening at linebacker.
He is Mike Wobschall, Vikings.com. Go to the website. A lot of great stuff there, including Tubbs' favorite, the cheerleader semifinal photos. They're in the swimsuit competition to become a Vikings cheerleader.
Well, I don't ever want April to end, because that means we're going to have to say goodbye to Miss Christie over there. She looks good.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Craig, Chris is not the only one who that's his favorite part of the website. I have the traffic information in a folder on my computer.
Just don't track the IP address, because I think those might all be coming from me.
Chris is not the only one who likes those pages. And I'll tell you what, every click counts, so we'll take them. I don't care why you're going to the site, but whatever gets you there, we're happy.
See, even the cheerleaders
I like it, the ladies a lot.
They are deciding who's going to be on that team. Even the drum line, you guys are getting that
the
all
skull line.
Final. The skull line as well.
And MVC final auditions at Mall of America next week on the 22nd. I encourage anyone who's going to be in the area or is looking for something fun to do, I encourage them to go check it out. It's usually pretty fun.
Wobby, if I wasn't in Sioux Falls, I'd be trying for that because I was a drummer when I was in high school. I would love to be on the school line. But, you know, I can't make the weekly practices.
Come on, I really think if you push hard enough, you can do it. You're pretty talented.
You got some vacation time to use. You can take the time off.
I can handle it here. All right, well, I'll think about it there. What else is on the website, Wobby, for folks to go to?
Well, you know, we got some new technology in the last couple of months, a big screen. It's called the Microsoft Perceptive Pixel, and it allows us to telestrate and break down film. So we've been taking advantage of that. We just posted one today on Harrison Smith.
He's got a telestrator.
Yeah, it's really awesome. You got to go check it out. Go to the website and watch me draw and telestrate and talk smart. It's pretty fun. Today we broke down Harrison Smith. Why is he such a key to the Vikings defense? What does he do well? We used film from last season, showed you a 4 or 5 plays of Harrison Smith making big plays for the Vikings defense. It's pretty fun. We did one on Linval Joseph. We did one on Corey Wooten. We did one on Everson Griffin and Captain Munnerlin. Now we have one up about Harrison Smith, so it's pretty fun.
All righty. Hey, Wobby, thanks for the time. Excellent work as always. We'll talk again soon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, Mike. There he goes. Mike Wobschall, Vikings.com.